undergraduate study, especially for the first 2 years in my college. The teacher corrected my pronunciation and I practiced a lot by myself. You know, and practiced like listening, reading, intensive study, something like that. So I think that's the most memorable experience.
And how about reading? Do you have a memorable English language reading experience?
Memorable reading? You mean just read, such as the books, newspaper, something like that? Actually, not so much, because at that time I just focused on the intensive study. It's a book. It is called The Intensive Reading Course. So I only focused on that book and practiced for the upteenth time. Yeah.
And what would make you want to read more, though? Is there something, a particular topic that you like that would encourage you to perhaps pick up a novel or a non-fiction book in English?
You mean what makes me want to keep reading? I guess back at that time, because I want to be quite fluent in both reading and speaking English, so I read those books because I want to grasp their way of native speaking, the habits, and acquire as much vocabulary and some phrases as possible, and try to put them into good use. So that's my purpose, to keep reading.
Now, the master's degree which you're doing now is translation and interpretation.
Yes.
So are you reading much in English for this course?
Also reading, right? Currently, I practice more about, you know, like listening to the radio. If I got time, I will spend some time in reading The Economist, something like that, the journals. But right now, I focus more on the BBC and CNN students' channel, yeah, to practice listening skills.
You mentioned that you listen to the radio. What is it about listening to the radio that you feel is helpful for your English language skills?
Because, you know, after all, I was born in China. So my native language is Chinese, not English. No matter how much I learn from the English major, I think I'm not that native, idiomatic, I mean my words. So I need to keep up with the current vocabulary. So when I choose to listen to BBC or CNN, they could tell me, they could bring me the latest vocabulary. So I could broaden or expand my vocabulary and try to acquire some very idiomatic use of language. And on the other hand, it could strengthen my listening skills. So I think these are very important skills for my interpreting.
So as an interpreter, where do you hope to work in the future? What line of work do you want to do?
You know, I've already worked for 4 years, so I guess I'm not that competitive than those who just graduated from their university for their bachelor's degree. So after graduates, I may go back to my original city and, you know, to find a job. I hope it could be closely connected with the interpreting or translation. But if the demands for interpreters in that city is not that much, I may just keep doing the part-time translation as a way to keep my interpreting skills or translation skills.